You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Hey, it's your guy, Kijana Owens, the Grindology. I wanted to invite you to catch our show live every Monday morning for the Morning Grind Radio Show, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Solutions over situations. We're making an impact. We're making a difference. We're empowering communities, businesses, entrepreneurs, individuals with ideas. Call in, chime in, tune in, catch us live, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We'll see you there.
On We Talk Radio Network.
Man, I'm talking about that's how you start a Monday morning crunk like that, man. Good morning, good morning, good morning all around the world, man. I am Kijana Owens, the Grindologist. This is the Monday Morning Grind Radio Show, We Talk Radio, We Talk Radio Network, man. It's been an amazing weekend. I'm fired up. I'm crunk. I'm jumping at the bit to get this day going. Those of you that are out there, I pray that within the sound of my voice that you feel activated for the success that you desire in your life. I pray that at the end of this, whatever you get from it is positive. It infects you with energy, with enthusiasm, with encouragement, with focus, with drive, with determination, with motivation for what you want in your life, for you, your family, and the effect will be for the community. Hey, good morning to you, man. I got an amazing topic on this morning, man. I've talked to my panel right here of leaders. Mr. Dale J. Foster Glenn out there in Dallas, Texas, and then Mr. Yosha Morris out here in Ontario, California, these leaders. Man, we were talking about choosing to win, but we all refuse to lose. You know, I'm not going to lose, right? But choosing to win, I want to get this day started. I'm going to go right out there, man, with the panel. Good morning. Good morning, mighty woman of God, mighty man of God. How you guys doing this morning?
Good morning. How you doing?
You got me stuttering over here. I'm fired up.
That's the way it should always be, whether it's Monday morning or Friday morning, Saturday or Sunday. We should always be fired up.
Man, he woke us up this morning, man. You know what I mean? He woke us up, mighty woman of God. He got us going today. I believe that the only reason that happens is because his purpose lasted our lives. So I'm excited every day. I don't know what hardships we may face through it, but guess what? We're going to get through it. Man, so just as we talked about that, you know, I'm refusing to lose. I'm going to use it. Neosha and I were talking about the Atlanta Falcons, and it's a great platform for refusing to lose. They have created a culture of losing now, you know, losing big games up by 30, up by 20, some kind of way by them thinking about not losing, they don't win. Adele, break that down.
Got it.
I know. You know, when we got a powerful topic like this, we're going to face some technical stuff. I'm saying, listen, the refusal to lose brings in a losing mentality. And we don't see it that way, but it's an unconscious, conscious process that says, you know what, I'm not going to lose today. And all kind of stuff all day long brings across it the ways that you can't win. Adele, share that's one of those secrets of success. Speak on that.
Well, can you hear me?
I hear you well.
Well, if you refuse to lose, then you got to win because you refuse to lose. So there's nothing but to do but to fall on your back, look up, and get up so that you can start a winning day. Most people, you know, they wake up and they got the, especially people who have on Mondays, they wake up and they got what I call the Monday blues. But if you wake up and you say, I'm going to win today, it doesn't matter if you can't find a shoe or you don't know what you're going to put on that day. It doesn't matter because you're starting the week off with a winning attitude.
Every day you get to choose to win, and then you get to choose not to lose. It's like thinking of what you don't want more than what you want. You think, I don't want these bills, but they keep coming. You think, I don't want to be in this kind of relationship anymore, but you keep getting in the relationship. The guy looks like somebody else. His pitch is different. The girls, it looks like somebody else. The pitch is different and everything else. But a month later, it's the same thing because we're looking for something not, and we're bringing that into our life. That is one of the principles of The Secret, that great book that we all know about. And in the book, Neosit, and refusing to lose. You out there a winner. You don't refuse to lose. You committed to winning.
Man, absolutely, Mr. Owens, man. And great morning to the great panel, Mr. Dale J. Foster, Glenn out there, and to the amazing producers. Everybody put this show together. I'm with the Grindologist, man. It's great to be with you, brother. What an amazing topic. Man, being a former athlete myself, man, you hit on something real big. Man, that team, the Atlanta Falcons, we hate to bring them up, but it's only true as an example. When you choose not to win, but you choose to lose. And see, when you think about these things right here, it's a choice, man. And see, what these guys did when they went out there, let me break that thing down. They were out there in the very first half when they started that game. They had the intensity. They had the mindset. Those guys had their minds made up that they were playing to win. And then all of a sudden, once they got in a position, and this happens to a lot of us, it happened to me too as well, you get comfortable. We take our foot off the gas, and that's exactly what they did. And they spent the second half of that game playing not to lose instead of playing to win. Because they got comfortable in their mindset and they totally shifted their posture from attacking to start from offense to defense. And what happened is they end up losing that game, and that's one of history's biggest comebacks. So they created history. We're trying not to lose. Well, I'll tell you what. Guys, let's stay out of here and let's go ahead and attack. Stay in the offensive mode, stay green, and let's continue to play to win. Mr. Horner.
Man, listen. The mentality of not losing is like the cloud. I got to keep my umbrella with me all day just because I don't want it to rain on me. I'm expecting the rain. I'm expecting the pressure. I'm expecting for the ill thing that I don't want to happen to me in my life. And I'm sitting there prepared for it to happen. I'm prepared. I'm prepared to lose just in case. So I could, man. So to prevent defense, I'm gonna use this stay on this sport right here in football, but it goes in every sport. To prevent defense, that's when you get comfortable. You start to prevent failure. That's what we want to do. We want to prevent failure. So when we look to prevent failure, we're focusing on. So when you're focusing on failure, the universe says, well, they don't. It doesn't judge, you know, what you think. It doesn't gaze and, well, I really want to win, but I'm focused. It doesn't. It just brings in scenarios, a flat tire, problems at work, problems with people, issues with this, illness with this, stresses with that, all these other things, because you focus it on that as opposed to, man, guess what? Man, I'm up this morning. I got all kind of stuff going on, but I don't see it. I see what I want. I focus on where I want to go, and those things remove themselves from my way. Dale, I know, you know, going through and helping people. And you get so many people, especially in consultation, the main thing that they talk about is the issue, the situation, the problem, and how they don't want to lose. How do you transition the mindset from not wanting to lose to to being committed to win. I'm not hearing you, Dale. You may be on mute right there.
Okay. You know, transitioning the mind from not wanting to lose but committed to win, well, it takes a process. But, you know, I think back to when I said I'm going to think positive instead of negative. So every time somebody threw something negative at me, I thought of something positive to say. Same principle, use the same principle. I'm not going to lose today. I'm going to win. Sometimes we've got to use those affirmations to keep reminding ourselves we are winners, not losers. So instead of saying I'm a loser, let's say I'm a winner. And to the listening audience, I want you to actually speak it out of your mouth and say, I am a winner. Because I believe whatever you speak out of your mouth goes to your brain and the body follows.
I'm gonna stay on sports. I think sports just embodies tenacity and hunger and drive in itself. That's why they teach, you know, kids to get into sports and athletics, competitive spirit, discipline and structure and those kind of deals. I was told that, you know, I was really good at football, but I was told, you know, that I wouldn't make the basketball team. Basketball happened to be the passion of mine. Football happened to be a natural gift. So once I was told that I wouldn't make the team, I mean, the gym was packed with people trying to try out and everything. I wasn't committed that, and man, man, they say I can't make the team. Man, all I saw was, man, I will be on this team. I didn't see, it's too many people at practice. It's going to be hard. Now, I saw, man, there's not enough people up in here that could beat me to the punch. I'm going to beat them on the lines. I'm going to beat them in practice. I'm going to beat them on the laps. I'm going to beat them on the things that really, really count. And that's going to make me, you know, differentiate myself. So I've kind of always had that when it came to sports. Now, as we mature, being able to keep that, put that in, and they open that can, like Popeye used to open that spinach, right? When he's fed up, when he's tired, Brutus been messing with him all day, trying to have a nice day out there with olive oil or whatnot, and all of a sudden, you know, get fed up and tired, hit that spinach. I think we got an amazing topic this morning, and we got a phenomenal guest I think we got on there. That surely embodies, you know, stick-to-itiveness and being committed to win. Do I have Mr. Roscoe Lee Owens out there in the cyberspace?
Roscoe Lee Owens, and at your service.
Roscoe Lee Owens, mover, shaker, business developer, leader, mayor, president, all those great things. Having that mentality where you focus on what you want. That's really where we are. Not just winning, but what you want to do, what you want to be, where you want to go, as opposed to what's stopping you. How do you stay focused on the good part like that, sir?
How to stay focused on the good part?
The first thing is to
recognize it's a good part. Once you recognize it's a good part, and I think I heard the young lady say, what comes out of your mouth gets to your mind, because it came out of your mind, but it gets to your body and your spirit. So what you think, but what you say, is like what you just said. And nobody out here in this room gonna stop me from being on this tape. That's the attitude. That's the gratitude, and the continuation of that is just the discipline of who you are. That's pretty much where it's at right there.
Man, and they ain't going to like you either. Let me tell you that. When you decide and you choose that not only will you win, that you are a winner, see, it radiates out. See, losers and people that think on not losing. It's the mentality. They don't mean to be it. You just don't. Atlanta Falcons do not mean to lose the game. But the thought of not losing the game is consistently within them. So which makes them losers. They keep losing. If people are natural people. You know, when you're unafraid to step out in front, they watch you. Who is he?
Yeah.
Who does he think he is? Who is she? Who does she think she is? Right? And they stay in the shadows and they hate you. But see, you got to even use that and all those stepping stones because guess what? Every man is going to be a challenge. It's going to be a difficulty. It's going to be something that arises, but the focus has got to be on, man, I get to. See, I live in that lane right there. That's why, you know, I could feel the vibes when I walk in the room, man. This guy really believes he's somebody. And when you believe you're somebody, people will hate you for being somebody. Hey, Neosha, man, I know you charge forward out there all the time, man. Focusing on what you want to do, you know, where you want to be. You in the grind. You taking care of your business out there. You United States Postal Service. It's windy as heck out here right now. Southern California fire warnings. Guess what? The mail got to be delivered. So you don't just focus on, man, I got to watch out for the dogs. You focus on, man, I'm going to get this thing done and get on to what I got to do. How you do that, man?
Man, absolutely, man. And, ooh, man, y'all hitting it heavy this morning. Man, I tell you what, it's mindset, bro. When we get back to that sports analogy, anything we do, Miss Adele J. Foster Glenn dropped on something. She said, it's your mindset, see? And when you speak those things and they go into your mind, you can hear yourself speaking. So when you speak those things, I'm not a winner, I'm not a winner, you're convincing yourself that you're not a winner. But well, you gotta stay focused in this thing because we have so much negativity around us. So we gotta almost put ourselves in a bubble when it comes to thinking. I've always been that kid, man, that's always been optimistic, man. I think I got it from my parents. Man, I've been optimistic, you know, cup is always half full, always charging forward. But man, staying focused out there with this mail situation. We had the wind, we had stars, we have dogs, we have belligerent customers, we have rain, whatever it is. The thing is, you just have to have a made-up mind. And then once you make your mind up to do something, you just got to focus on that goal because when we're focused on our goal, we don't see any distractions. We don't see anything. We like that horse that comes out at Santa Anita, got those blinders on. When that horse comes out of that chute, that's why they put the blinders on him so he can't see the horses to the left and to the right. And he's just all out, massive action on the run. And this guy right here can't see the people next to him because if he saw the horses next to him, it's a distraction. So we just got to keep our eyes on our goal, stay focused, keep a positive mindset, start the day off with the attitude of gratitude, my brother, and then just hit our target, brother.
Attitude of gratitude, man. I grew up on that principle right there. Great man, you always state that phrase right there. Let's stay with that horse, those blinders, right? That horse, when it's running, it's only one focus. It's only one way. It's only one attention. It's only one goal in mind. And doesn't even know what the opposition is because he can't see the opposition. So at the end, it's not even detached, attached to the outcome, just process. See, the process is what breaks people from moving forward because it hurts. Man, I'm listening to people that are telling me that they can't make an extra income because the government has a cap on what they can receive. See, when I'm talking to a mindset like that, I know where I'm at. See, they don't want to lose. You don't want to lose with the – man, somebody – I'm going to open the platform because I know that's making sense to some people right there. Wait a minute. So I got this in my hand. Let me give it to you real simple. And my fist is closed. I got this diamond in here. Now, it's sustaining me. But I ain't really using it. It does what it does or whatever it is that the case is. But I can't get another one. I can't get more. It can't grow. I can't move forward. I'm stuck because I don't want to lose it. How do you win with that? You can't. And somebody on the panel, you the floor is open.
Wow, you said something that was so phenomenal. But you know the thing is, I always say if you got a closed fist, can't nothing go in, and can't nothing come out. You gotta open that fist. You gotta open that hand. You know when you said you talk to people that say they can't do this or they can't do that because the government won't allow them to. Well, the government don't control you. You control you. So you got to remember that you are in control at all times. So as you have said, you don't got to. You get to. So you got to remember that the government, they don't got to do anything in your life. You get to choose what you want to do with your life.
Man, there's some people that are chose. Like, man, you crazy. Yeah. And then you're on Amazon buying all their stuff. Go ahead, Roscoe Leo. Once I hear you.
Well, I just wanted to say amen to what this sister was saying. Because anybody in control of you other than your spirit, your God, and your determination to be who it is that you want to be, because you're right, you get to.
Man, I'm at a job. This is just a story. It hopefully reflects, you know, working, regular, maintenance. Come in and work. You know, it has been real big on this warehouse work. And I'm early. I'm due extra. As a matter of fact, I told them to call me Hop 2 if they needed something done. That's how focused I was. Man, just tell me what it is. I'm going to hop to it. Right? That's my attitude at work from the ground. But see, now, what I have to have as a mature adult male that got responsibilities in my family, I have to have an opportunity. So when I talk to the supervisor and I do a SWOT analysis, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. See, they do one on you, just like the government does one on you. When I went to my supervisor there, I said, well, let me ask you this. I'm at this rate. How hard or how much or how long could I produce in order to get to another level in the company? Regional, is opportunity, you know, what can I do to take care of my family moving forward? How long am I supposed to be in this bubble? Because you can't tell me that, you know, this is all that I'm going to get and I'm going to stay there. And when there was no opportunity, I had to tell him that I'll always be looking for an opportunity. I got to take care of my family. And that's a strong posture to go in. Hey, you're going to get all my work, but I'm looking for that call. I'm looking to break free. I'm looking to be in control. I'm looking to be able to make decisions that make an impact for my family. And nobody's going to tell me that they are in control what I could do for me.
Yes, sir. If I could step in for a second.
Man, you in there.
The person that named you Key Man, which is my dad, your grandfather, told me a story when I was a young man that he, you know, in the 50s, it really was been difficult for African-American men to move forward in the system. But in the 50s, he was working at Lockheed and working this wheelbarrow, pushing these nuts, you know, taking things to different positions that people need. And so he had talked to his supervisor and asked him exactly that question. When, you know, I'm looking for a raise, move up off of pushing this wheelbarrow and taking these nuts. And the man told him, as long as you're here, that's what you're going to do. My dad told me the next day, he was out of that job looking for another opportunity. But my father was an entrepreneur and a businessman, and he was a musician. So he had other opportunities that most people have, too, when they look into who they really are. And you don't have to be stuck on what somebody says you are or you can do. You get stuck on your own spiritual understanding of who you are and go do what you want to do. In my case, it was like, I know you had asked me one time, did you have a goal to be an insurance man? I was an insurance man for several years. I told him, no, my goal, I had my blinders on. My goal was to find positions that would provide enough funds for my family to grow and I could support them, myself, and the community all at the same time. So I got to, and I get to.
You're coming down the pipe now. See now you got me in there. Now you got with the stuttering and everything, right? Man, you also gave away the as my mom used to call it, a prize to tell the people that not only are you an amazing gentleman, you are my amazing father. Now, man, as you just said that right there, let's just think of it. Now say, okay. We've had this show. We've been making an impact, man. We got some major information sharing just on tenacity and heart and pure emotional, you know, drive towards helping people wake up. We talked about the difference between the zoo and the jungle. See, in the zoo, they got meat for you every lunch, breakfast. Come out, you know, a couple of roars and a few rollovers for the tiger. And he lunch, he get him some pedicures. I mean, he got it going on in here. But over here, they said, man, you ain't got to wait till Friday or till lunchtime, man. We eating all day over here, man, all day. Man, that lunch. Man, tomorrow is pizza, right? Right, that's all set up, man.
Right.
So I'm gonna use this, man. I'm coming around. So the tiger says, man, I'm a pizza tiger. The other tiger said, man, we got a smorgasbord out here. We got steak, we got lobster, we got all this out here, man. But you know, we gotta hunt for it though. Yeah, man. They say, I don't want to lose what I got. See, for what I could have, but let's put that in today. They paid me $20,000 a year to stay within this bracket of control, and that's what I get. And they're gonna continue to do that for as long as they'll continue to do it. I don't know how long that'll be, but it's pretty cool. But over here, they said, man, it's unlimited access. You could be getting $20,000 a month. The mindset. Anybody.
Wow, that's powerful, Mr. Owens. I tell you what, man, you know, being in that zoo is real comfortable. So a lot of times we're trained and ingrained on doing a certain thing, sitting back waiting on a meal. Now, once you get comfortable with that and you do it for so long, you get in that expectation of receiving a handout from somebody or some person that's expected to feed your family. But when you're out there and you get your mindset shifted or you've been trained to hunt, all you know is to go out and create your own. Go out and you eat what you kill. So the thing is, man, taking that mindset from an annual income and taking an annual income and put it in a monthly income, oh, my goodness, what a huge mind shift. But the thing is, we have to be trained on it, and we have to be prepared for that because now we've been so comfortable, somebody's been feeding us. 3 square meals a day plus a snack. We got a comfortable bed, and we don't have to put any effort. And that's one thing I talk to a lot of people about is effort. Some people want to get started in business and don't want to do nothing. They want to get started and get paid. That doesn't work over here in the jungle. That works over in the zoo. Mr. Owens, what you got?
They got your snacks over in the zoo with, you know, nap time and everything. Real nice, you know. All that, clean your cage up for you. You know, we got like being in a hotel. You know, you got it going on all day long, but you can only do what they allow you to do. That's the part of this deal. And imagine being somewhere and they say, man, all you could be is this. Now, you know in your heart you could be more, but I don't want to lose because I haven't chosen to win. So I stay with what's, you know, acceptable. Plus, I don't want to be different and have people not like me because I'm trying to be outside. But let me tell you who's outside, who's taking the chance. The people that we watch, that we buy their services on TV, operate within their platforms, Facebook, the people that we're on their radio line right now, Blog Talk Radio, somebody was a visionary that said, man, I'm going to set something up that's going to be different because I can and I'm committed to win. I ain't even thinking about losing. You think about people that have all of the circumstances that it takes to get to the other side where we read their books, we buy their movies, we watch all of these other things. I'm watching a movie the other day that's so old, but I see Samuel L. Jackson in the back without any words in the movie. He was just a part. The work. Man, he believed in something. See, people that believe in something in themselves, man, they just get out there, man, and they say, man, nobody could put a ceiling on me. And if you're hearing this, nobody could put a ceiling on you. Not with the amazing guy that we got. Not the government. Not the job. Not anything. And if you're doing something reluctantly, that's a sign that you are in the window of the fear of not losing. You don't want to lose. Meaning, I got to go to this job that I hate. I got to do this thing that I totally dislike. And I'm disgruntled about the whole deal, but I got to do it. In the got-to mode, and the got-to mode is a loser mentality mode as well. One should become conscious to the thought, man. That's back to the field. Anybody can speak on that.
You know what? I want to say something on that, and I'm not going to make it political, but I'm going to make it reality. The
sure.
Reality is nobody has become president without being in one of my Ivy League colleges. You know, you can't come from here and go there. We have, for the first time, a president going from a state college with a running mate from a historical black college and university. This is the first on both angles. Regardless of what happens, they got their blinders on, they're in the race, and they said, this has never been done. But this is, I get to do this. I get to grow up as a young man from just a regular community. I went to a regular community college, went to a state college, got my education, decided I wanted to participate in the program. The other sister, she grew up, and then she said, "Well, I want to go to a historical black college university," and did that, and came out, became, you know, a lot of firsts. The whole thing about being first in this 2020 is really amazing. We're still just being first. That's insane. We should not be in first. We were first to get here. You know what I'm saying? But at any rate, back to the point. I get to. You know, they got these angles that are here that what most people have done. But you know what? The trail most traveled may not be the trail that you're supposed to be on. You may be blazing the trail. You may be like, I need to take care of my family. So you know what? The post office is a great place. I've been here a good while. That's good. But you know what? I need to excel. So I found something that I can excel in. And I'm not just giving up my job to do this. I'm going to continue to feed my family as I build my business. Rain, sleet, or snow, it don't make no difference. I don't care how many dogs are out here. They're not going to be in my way to stop me from being in the way that my spirit tells me to be and my goals. I've written down, I got it labeled, I'm ready to go, and it's embedded in my mind, and I will be that, period. They cannot stop anything, and I'm going to put myself in that because they can't stop that. At 75, I got to get up in the morning. because we get to get it, you know, and it's never over until we leave. Hmm. And then it starts again somewhere. I don't know what that is, but, you know, we keep going until it's done.
Go ahead. Oh, keep that going around the horn. I hear the panel, somebody has a bit.
Yeah, jump in.
Go ahead.
You got the floor, Dale.
I'm interested to say this because you remember the commercial that said a mind is a terrible thing to waste,
mm-hmm.
and this is your brain. This is your brain mm-hmm. on drugs. But imagine if you take what's in your mind, because your mind is the most powerful thing you could have. Your mind can create whatever you want to create, which means you can be whatever you want to be.
Now, that sounds cliche. Let me come in right there. See, it sounds so cliche. That's why people turn that off, because it's so sing-songy. It's melodic. You say, but I can't, my mama, you don't know my mama was on drugs. You don't know I came from over here like this. Or like you said, I went to state college. You know, all these got to come from Ivy League. I didn't have that kind of money like that. You know, I come from a split family and this and that. Man, you get this inside. This is amazing. This, as a matter of fact, this is America. You get to decide over here anytime. This is America in the pandemic. Man, people are making transitions right now. They say, man, listen, I'm not closing down my restaurant. We outside dining. Oh, it's going to be so cold. Guess what? I got space heaters all in here with the pop-up tents. I'm ready to serve. If they say we can't, guess what? I'm doing deliveries. Guess what? If they say we can't deliver, I'm doing drive-up, pick-up. Guess what? Man, you find a way. You create a way, you find a way, you do the work, you make the commitment, man, it's going to be tough anyway. Well, it's already tough driving 2 hours to the job you don't want to drive to. You said something powerful, Mr. Roscoe Leon. It's not quit your job day. It's find a way day. It's
hell yeah. Write that down. Find a way day.
Man, listen to this. Man, that's just him coming. You better write it down, because when they ask me, say it again, I don't know. Man, God is amazing to me like that. Listen, find a way that means that, listen, man, I work over here, absolutely. Like at my job. Hey, I was there. I took out the trash. I cleaned the toilet. Man, when I cleaned the toilet, they loved it. Man, I shine that mug. Because if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. Yeah, right. So if I'm going to do that, man, I'm for sure going to do this. See what I mean? That's for them, and it takes care of my family. But when it comes for me, 1 second, when it comes for me, and just like you, when you look in that mirror, if you're willing to put 100% into whatever they got going, man, you got to put 1,000% into what you get going, because you get to. Adele, go ahead. Yes, ma'am.
That's it, because our mind is so powerful, we don't realize that little thing, and I'm not going to call it a little thing, but that brain that you have in your mind is bigger than what you think you have. When I say it's bigger than what you think you have, it can create whatever you want to create. You don't have to be on Down Street unless you want to be there. You've got a choice, and that choice is to become something bigger than what anybody says that you are.
Man, you said you don't have to be on Down Street. Man, we on Up Street over here. I heard that. Man, there's some powerful stuff going on. We ain't on Down Street. We on Up Street. We ain't down in nothing. My man out there, 22 years in the Postal Service. It's crazy out there right now. I don't even want to go outside my house for the wind and the chill. This man going to be walking 10 miles in it. And he owns his own business and making an income, an additional platform. So see the excuses and holding on to that, well, I got this and all of that kind of stuff, man, it don't even matter, man. We got to decide that we're going to put ourselves in position to win for our families. I'm going to tell you this, and this is going to ignite the whole group. See, because if you don't, then it's selfish, because it's not about us. It's about who's next.
Man, Mr. Orange, you coming down the pipe now, I'll tell you that. But I tell Miss Adele J. Foster Glenn. I ain't never delivered to down street before. So I'm going to stay away from that street right there. But you guys are right on point, because when you think about creating a business or doing something positive in life, we can find many, many stories. People can say, oh, I had a drug addict parent. Oh, I had one parent household. My dad left. My mom left. I lost my job. You can find many, many people. Just have a couple conversations. People that have had some severe circumstances in their life and have came to a point where they decided, they made a decision that I'm going to go ahead and be successful. We talked to many people that have been homeless. Tyler Perry, Dr. Eric Thomas, eating out of trash cans, living in an abandoned building, to the number one motivational speaker in the world. And we all know about Tyler Perry, this guy right here, sleeping in his car. You know what I mean? And you mentioned Samuel L. Jackson and all these other people that had a vision, and they started out with roles where we can go back and look at old movies where they didn't even have a speaking role. They were just standing in the shop. And they worked their way from there to leading men and women on a big screen. And that's all about vision and our mindset and our focus. Because if we can get out of focus and we can get off track anywhere, and we can always throw a pity party any day of the week or any time of the day, anytime something don't go our way, we can always throw a pity party. But you know what? That pity party is going to be a party of one. So get out of your feelings and get into action. Focus on your goal and get after it. Mr. Owens, what you got, brother?
Man, you know, that tenacity, that decision, that mind shift. Somebody's mind gonna be shifted. I mean, I don't know what the impact is. It's not even about. It's just one person. It's somebody, us on the line right now. You know, to think about if you want to do something. But something, see, this world, one of the great mentors we got, Mr. Cedric White, he says, well, we were designed for greatness, but programmed for failure. So you created for great things, but the programming here in this world is, and you can't do that. Oh, that's going to, man, if you, ooh, girl, you're going to lose. Man, you know, you here it is back again with that diamond in the hand. Well, if you sell that house, where are you gonna live? Well, if I sell this house, I'm gonna buy another one, be leveraged and get two, and then sell. I don't know. I'm just using the scenario that people do hit failure points. They hit that. The only way to succeed is to go through the failure. That's the part that people want to stay away from, and the safety, the zoo, the lunch program. And then what happens is eventually, T-H-E-Y, they say, no mas. And what do you mean? That's Spanish. I don't speak Spanish. Oh, no more. It's over. Fired, furloughed, whatever. The company failed, you know. Believing in them instead of yourself. It's late for that. Panel's over. We get ready to close out. Any last parting comments? I want everybody to get an opportunity to, you know, who they are, where they're calling from, what your impact is, related projects you may have, who you're looking to connect with, phone number, whatever you have. Let the people know who you are, what you do. The floor is open.
Well, I'm going to start it off. This is Adele Foster Glenn, and I'm going to say this has been a powerful session this morning. This, if anybody listening to this didn't get something out of this, I'm going to say go back and listen, because we do have a replay. I mean, this has been so powerful. You've got to go out and make something happen. Not a minute, but right now, do it right now. Make something happen. This is Adele Foster Glenn. I'm calling from Plano, Texas, in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And I'm going to tell you to check out the site, meettheauthors.net. I'm in the space where I want to help authors be successful to succeed. I don't want you to just sell your books to family, friends, and coworkers, and then you run out of where to sell your books to. Let's get you advertised. Let's get you noticed. Let's get you talked about. So I also have a show called Meet the Author. It's on Roku TV. People can see you there. I'm just going to turn it over, but you can contact me at 469-235-8470. I'll say that again, 469-235-8470. Thanks so much, Mr. Owens, for a great show.
Man, you powerful and mighty woman of God. You meettheauthors.net. Absolutely. I'm a graduate of your class from decades ago. Got motivation and speak. Got my books flying around on cyberspace all over the place. Thank you. Absolutely need to connect with Adele J. Foster Glenn at meettheauthors.net. Check her out right there. Let's go over there to the amazing Roscoe Lee Owens, the DNA of the grind. My daddy.
First of all, thank you very much, Kajana. You know what? I'm a proud father. You're putting this on the air, but you're not putting this on the air. You are gravitated to a great spirit that is around you with this young lady, young man, you know what I mean, and others that I see what you're doing. You are Dr. Grind. But me, my name is Roscoe Lee Owens. I have the Jazz Zone. And we are ready on day one when it opens back up, or if you catch us streaming on our website, which is www.jazzzone.net. You can catch us on jazzzone.net. I'm also an artist, and my website is art5by.com. Therefore, I'm on the grind every morning. I thank you again for putting this information out, Kajana, to share with so many people. And I like it because it's early. Get up, get started, and get it on. God bless you all. Thank you.
Man, you said you were 75. You're 50. You ain't no 75. This young man right here, DNA of the grind, my daddy, absolutely. Mr. Owens, it's an honor. I appreciate the accolades. Man, I'm just a man on a mission to share, to impact, to change mindsets, to open mindsets. As this brother here I'm going to bring up, he says it best. The mind works best like a parachute when it's open, right? So we opening minds. That's the whole deal. You do what you want to do. You do what you got to do. You do what you want. You get to do. But you got to do it. You just got to do it. That's the main deal. You got to do it. It's nothing worse but the work. Hey, I got to go out here to my brother in success, my main man, my co-pilot. Man, we running the gamut. We're on a major campaign together, a 40-day and 40-night consistent run to impact, change lives, open doors, and build a business that's a global enterprise. Mr. Neosha Morris, man, in the last part of comments, how they can contact you. What you got going on, my man?
Man, I appreciate you, man, again, man. You're a blessing, brother. My brother in success, Mr. Roscoe Lee Owens, Mr. Dale J. Foster Glenn. Appreciate you guys. What an amazing panel. Man, I tell you what, success is not a destination. Success is a journey. Failure is just part of it, and that's what we're going to have to deal with, because the thing is, success is not a straight line. You know, we think we can just get started in a business or have an idea, and we're going to run right to the top because we saw someone else do it. Sometimes, see, we see the glory, but we don't know their story. So what we got to do is we just got to get focused, and we just got to go for the ride. You know, just because you fail, that doesn't mean you're a failure. That's just a pit stop on the way to success. So my name is Neosha Morris. You can reach me at Neosha Morris, my first and last name together, at gmail.com. Cell phone number is 909-816-0094. Again, 909-816-0094. And we are in the business of travel, and we are marketing travel franchises. If anyone is interested in owning their very own Expedia, Travelocity, but your own.com, where you can earn income right from the comfort of your home outside the pandemic and create an income residually that can help your family from now to the future, give us a call, give us a contact. Mr. Owens, have an amazing day. Thank you, sir, again for this amazing show.
Man, you made me jump up and down over here. I'm like, wait a minute. We out there helping people, delivering positive information on a Monday morning to get the day, the week started in an encouraged vibe, man. I'm honored to be connected to you. Man, this man said, man, get your own.com. Man. I'm excited, man. I'm fired up at the bit. Get in contact with Neosha Morris, man. My brother Success doing some amazing things. Myself here, as we get ready to close out, I've got to give a shout-out to my amazing producer, Miss B. Ray, Bronda Ray, on the wheels of steel, keeping this thing going. She is a producer all of up and down all of our programs going through We Talk Radio, We Talk Radio Network, our amazing visionary founder, CEO, Ms. Nakia Davis, Kia D, We Talk Radio. She has an amazing show, Kia D Unplugged. You got to catch that. It's been an amazing morning. I appreciate you all for listening. I am Kijana Owens, Dr. Grind, Dr. Grindology, the Grindologist. Man, it's all about the grind. Listen, I want you to get some tools in your tool belt. Go to KijanaOwens.com. You purchase the 7 Keys to Success. I'm going to send you a signed copy along with some tools and tips to help you, you know, ignite that passion, that winning's committed spirit. So KijanaOwens.com, check that out. Get that book, 7 Keys to Success. Start now. Use what you have. Complete what you start. Control what you know. Execute your plan. Share your success. But absolutely, you got to stand for something. You got to stand for something. Open up that hand. And you got that one diamond, it's time to get to. You can't get a blessing if you're keeping it locked down and buried. And amazing, every Monday morning we'll be on this. This is a Monday morning grind. You have an amazing week. Succeed on purpose. Success, love, speed. I leave you with this, man. The only way you make an impact is make an impact. Make an impact. Succeed on purpose. Have a good one. God bless everybody. We'll see.
Make an impact. That's a good day.
Absolutely, absolutely. God bless everybody. Have a good week. Have a great day. Succeed on purpose. Success loves speed. Operate in the spirit of success. This has been the Monday Morning Grind Radio Show with Kijana Owens, the Grindologist. We Talk Radio. God bless.
Gotta get on your job, tell them haters, get on your job. Motivation, get on your job, tell them haters, get on your job. Motivation, haters, better get on your job, tell them haters, get on your job. Motivation, suck, get on your job. If you hate, get on your job. You can look me in my eyes, see I'm ready for whatever. Anything don't kill me, make me better. I ain't dead yet. And the game and the deal, I'm still a go-getter. Take my freedom for the moment, but it ain't forever. I got the spirit of a god, heart of a killer. I'm a king, seen hanging with some cold killers. I ain't never backed down or ran from no. I ain't sat down yet, here I stand to go really. Even if I'm all alone, I stand at four. Didn't tell them jump, tipping, they don't get no real. I find now with the soul of a 6'4". I separated the fake, paralyzed from the waist. Can't even look me in my eyes, put your face down. I'm out of jail, fucking what you gotta say now. Motivation, sugar faking only gonna inspire. Motivation, all your hating is fuel to my fire. Motivation, sugar plotting on the crown, salt drive.
me over and done with. Punk, come with all the gossip you can come with. Small thing to a giant, I can overcome this. Jail, I done done this. Rap, I'm just having fun with. I could be a local joker, never had one hit. New finish alone to get me dumb rich. Why these rappers selling records getting pennies? If Grand Hustle say any, I'ma get plenty. If God with me, who can be against me? Sucker can't make me suffer, just make me suffer.
Pieces had to egg some cheesy niggas out my circle like a pizza. Yeah. I'm way too exclusive. I don't shop on Insta boutiques. All them little clothes only fit fake booties. Bad, bad deal, talking cash. Be like water, I'm a mother and relaxing. I would never trip on a if I had him. That's my trash, you the maid, so you bagged him. I'm a savage.
Yeah.
Classy, bougie, ratchet.
Yeah.
Sassy, moody,
hey.
Nasty.
Hey. Yeah.
Hacking, stupid,
what was
happening?
Whoa.
I'm a savage,
yeah.
Classy, bougie, ratchet,
yeah.
Sassy, moody, nasty. Hacking, stupid,
what's happening?
What's happening?
Eat me and record it, but your edge up all I'm showing. I keep my private, so it's AP all I'm showing. Beefing with you, just really getting kind of boring. If it ain't about the money, then you know I'm gonna ignore it. I'm the sh. I need a mop to clean the floors. Too much drip.
Too much drip.
I keep a knot, I keep a watch, I keep a whip.
Let's play a game. Simon Says I'm still that. Ay, I'm still that.
Yeah,
I'm a savage.
Yeah,
classy, bougie, ratchet.
Yeah,
sassy, moody, nasty.
Yeah,
acting stupid. What's happening?
What's
happening?
What's up?
I'm a savage.
Yeah,
classy, bougie, ratchet.
What's happening?
What's happening? I'm lit like a match. Oh, hey, any on the head is still attached. Oh, that body right, but you notice that. Oh, I drop a picture, 90 still attached.
Ayy,
don't let that new catch you up and get you back. I make a call and get a next smack. This time I'm pulling up where you at. Oh, I'm in a lamb. Catch me if you can. Oh, I'm kicking just out they fly Sally Chan.
I taste like sugar, but ain't sweet.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.